Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and at this time, I will be joined by Paragon Malik Johnson, the number one contender to the Northeastern Regional Championship. Come on over here, Malik, and let's get this interview going.
Well, hello, Candace, and thanks for having me out today.
Thank you, Malik, for agreeing to this interview on such short notice.
No problem, but I would like to address something, if you don't mind.
Well, I had a few questions prepared, but okay.
That pathetic piece of crap that holds the eWrestling.org title is on a downward spiral. I will be the Northeastern champ after tonight. And the next thing coming is an ass-whipping for one Sam Goddamn Knowles. If I am to be recognized around the BACW as a force to be dealt with, I need someone that everyone believes is the big dog around here. Knowles, look over your shoulder, between your damn punk-ass legs, because the next sound you hear, yeah.
That's it? But I didn't even get to ask you a question. What a dick. Oh well, I'm still your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter saying if you can't at least let me ask you one question, then you don't belong on my show. And now it's time for Org Lambert to take on Sean and Chris Ryder, Chi-Town Bullies.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is a handicap match with the winner getting a shot at the BACW Heavyweight Championship next month. Entering the ring, they are twins who come from Chicago, Illinois. Together, they are known as Chris and Sean Ryder. They are the Chi-Town Bullies!
After seeing a few of the Chi-Town Bully interviews, I've come to the conclusion that they definitely share the same brain. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about these guys, because whenever you see one, you're gonna see the other. And what I don't understand is how Org Lambert got put into this handicap match, because I'm not a student of God, but perhaps Mr. Petit was trying to coax the devil out of Org Lambert, and I could be wrong. But speaking of Org Lambert, speaking of the Beastmaster, here he comes.
Their opponent, coming down the aisle with the preacher at his side, ladies and gentlemen, Beastmaster!
Diving under ropes and charging headfirst into the center of the ring, Org Lambert dumps as Chris Ryder misses with the wild clothesline. Org pivots on his back foot and snapping a series of quick jabs to the jaw of Chris Ryder. Down goes half of the Chi-Town Bullies flat on his ass. Oh, look out from the side. Blindsided forearm to the side of Org Lambert's head by Sean Ryder. And that pretty much is how I expect this entire match to go all night long. Chris shakes off the cobwebs and taking Org by the arm, the Bully send Lambert into the ropes with the double Irish whip. Off the nylon and into an immovable double shoulder block, and down goes Org Lambert flat on his ass. And looking up at the Chi-Town Bullies, Org Lambert has a look of concern painted all across his face, and I don't blame him. Double stomp to Org Lambert's head and looping his arm over their collective heads. The Bullies arch upwards and they just unloaded with the tower-esque slow developing vertical suplex, and Sean Ryder's going for the win. One, two, no! Org Lambert rolls his shoulders off to the side, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Watching the Bullies in the ring is like looking into a mirror. Whatever one does, so does the other. And there's an Irish whip by the Bullies for a third time. Ooh, damn! Org Lambert just ran into a quadruple axe handle shot right to the chest, and I'm sorry, but there's just no way in hell that Org Lambert is gonna emerge from this match the winner. A fourth Irish whip by the Bully sets up another quadruple axe handle in the center of the ring. And here comes Org. Org counters with the double single leg drop that sends the Bullies back onto their heels and into the nylon. Kip up by Lambert and closing the gap. It's Org who introduces his knuckles to Sean Ryder's face, and the crowd is now getting behind the Beastmaster. Vertical suplex by Lambert causes Sean to arch his back in pain and turning his face to, turning his face to Chris Ryder. Downtown with the low blow goes Chris Ryder, and just like that, Org Lambert is back on the defensive. Sean Ryder is now aggravated and up, and he's grunting off the pain as he shakes out the sting, immediately powering into a scoop slam that rattles the spine of the Beastmaster. Look at Chris Ryder, not impressed. He's definitely not impressed with his brother Sean. Pulling Org up from the canvas, Chris Ryder now scoop slams Org Lambert into the center of the ring, and my God, was that even harder than his brother another, Sean, it appears like these two guys are trying to outdo one another, and truth be known, I don't know if that's such a good idea against Ord Lambert, a veteran of the game. Rolling from the squared circle, it's Sean Ryder, and he's now going under the apron. Oh my god, no! Sean Ryder has a 5 to 6 foot section of barbed wire, and back into the ring. Sean Ryder is now wrapping around the top rope, and he's telling his brother Chris to send Ord Lambert his way. Chris Ryder smiles, tossing Ord in the direction of his brother, and up and oh my god! Good shot onto the barbed wire lace top rope, and Ord Lambert's chest is bleeding from a gash that was just inflicted by the razor sharp barb. My god, this is getting brutal. Combaty, stop the match already. Pulling a wobbly and bloody Beastmaster from the canvas, it's Ord who uses his basic instinct to blind Sean Ryder with a surprise rake of the eyes. Poke to the retina of Chris Ryder with his other hand leaves both bullies blinded, but the bullies respond with a pair of boots and easily fighting off the attack. Oh my god, this is just not right. The bullies are just too much in a two-on-one situation for Ord Lambert to handle. Ord Lambert doesn't have a shot in hell. Placing Ord Lambert up onto the turnbuckle, the bullies are calling for a superplex, and if they hit this, say goodnight, Gracie, because the fat lady would sing and the party is gonna be over. Oh my god, I don't believe it. Ord is fighting back, and he just caught Chris Ryder in a head scissors. They're both, all three of them are surely on the top ropes. Ord tumbles up to the side. Down go the bullies with the old school version of London Bridges. And my god, did you see Sean Ryder's head bounce off the small mats? I think Sean Ryder is seriously hurt. Rolling Sean Ryder into the ring. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who is that at ringside? It's Roxanne Logan. It's the queen of hardcore, it is. And Logan has now purchased a seat at ringside. And she's handcuffing Chris Ryder to the railing. Inside the ring, Ord Lambert has taken the strand of barbed wire from around the top rope that busted open his chest just moments ago, and he's wrapping it around Sean Ryder's head in brutal fashion, and look at the blood trickle down the face of Sean Ryder, jamming Sean's head between his eyes. Ord cranks up one half of the G-Town boys into the air, vertical, up and down. Oh my god, crowd of thorns, pile driver, finisher. Ooh, did you see Roxanne Logan just hit Chris Ryder with that chair? My god, hey Roxanne, you're not supposed to even be out here. The barb digs into Sean Ryder's head inside the ring, and hooky leg for the cover of the count. 1, 2, 3, thanks to Roxanne Logan's help, Ord Lambert has won the match, and I just don't believe it. Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, Beastmaster Ord Lambert!
Sliding a table into the ring as Ord Lambert's exit from the squared circle with the victory, it's Roxanne Logan who is now placing Sean Ryder on the surface of Extreme. And I don't understand. The match is over. What the hell is going on? Climbing up to the top turnbuckle with the fans chanting like mad for her to jump. Roxanne Logan gives a double middle fingers into the air. And arching backwards, here comes!
Oh my god!
Moves all through the table and through Chris Ryder. And good lord almighty, Roxanne Logan has arrived at BACW. Lifting from the wreckage, the queen of hardcore wants the mic. She's calling for the verbal thrashing. And after seeing what she did to Sean Ryder, I'm not gonna stop her. Let's go to the ring and hear what Roxanne Logan, the queen of hardcore, has to say.
Mr. Petit, I asked and I waited, but my patience has just run out. I told you I would come here to Brooklyn and that I would crack skulls. And you should know that I always deliver on my promises. Now, I know. You've been mouthing off to the press about whether or not I can take a hit. Well, I've just smacked this idiot around some, and it looks to me like I'm doing just fine. Though, one thing I can hardly imagine is that you're concerned about my safety. But I think I know what it is. I think you're scared I'm going to hurt your boy's pride. What is this? Is this your new tree house where girls aren't allowed? Well, guess what? I'm a woman, and I'm going to turn this place upside down. It's time to break this sausage fest up, baby, because it's no longer a man's world. This bitch is back, and I'm going to show you all again why I am the history maker, the barrier breaker, why I am the motherfucking queen of hardcore. I'm Roxanne. Now you book this match, Batty, or you'll see another of your superstars fall each and every single month. Play my music.